Praise be Jesus and Mary. The first reading, we continue with St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and this time he's talking about judgments, making judgments. And this is important for today because there's a lot of talk about being judgmental, like this is the worst sin in the world, is being judgmental. Don't be judgmental, you're being judgmental. Okay, well, anybody who says that is making a judgment. They're being judgmental. So it's a bit silly, isn't it? So let's read what St. Paul has to say about making judgments and passing judgments. He says, "It does not concern me in the least that I be judged by you or any human tribunal." All right, and this is the way that we all should think and feel about when others make judgments about us, because those judgments might be wrong, okay? A lot of times we can be misled in looking and judging different things, and it's important that we not make rash judgments, of course. We want to have some reasonable foundation, but even in that, we can err, okay? And St. Paul will get on to explain why we shouldn't give a whole lot of weight to the judgments of others. In fact, he says, "I do not even pass judgment on myself." And he's talking about making final, absolute judgments. "I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do not thereby stand acquitted." Because we do need to judge ourselves. That's what we do before we go to confession. We examine our conscience and we make judgments. Have we done wrong? Okay, we go in and we confess as best as we know our sins. But that does not mean that we thereby stand acquitted. Now, we can have a moral certainty, okay, that is a certainty beyond reasonable doubt, if we've prayed and asked for enlightenment, we've done a good examination of conscience, as far as we know, we've confessed our serious sins, we don't then need to become scrupulous about the whole matter. But ultimately, the one who judges me is the Lord. Okay, because he knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the depths of the heart. Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time. And that's interesting because, again, he's talking about absolute certainty, final judgments, and things like that. But in a certain sense, very real sense, the church does make judgments before the final time. Think about the canonization of a saint. It's the common theological position that those are infallible declarations, that that soul is in heaven in the presence of God. And so the church is making a judgment there. But notice that the church, in order to make such a judgment, seeks to find a reasonable, firm, solid foundations on which to make such a judgment. And so she looks at the life of the candidate, sworn testimonies that are made, and makes judgments regarding that, whether those virtues were practiced to a heroic degree or not. But then the church waits for, in a certain sense, a declaration from God himself by waiting for miracles to be worked through the intercession of that saint, a confirmation from God himself. Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time until the Lord comes, for he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will manifest the motives of our hearts. Right? All of the things that human beings cannot be aware of, all of the things that we simply don't know, our Lord will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will manifest the motives of our hearts. And for this reason, the psalmist asks, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." We need this continual purification of our hearts, of the motives for which we do our actions. And then everyone will receive praise from God. That is, everyone who is deserving of praise will receive praise from God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.